Welcome to this week's episode of the Prep Athletics Podcast. Today we are joined by Western Reserve coach Matt Garvey. Matt did a post-grad year at New Hampton School before being a manager at Providence College under Coach Ed Cooley, and then he worked there as a special assistant in the video department. Now from there he went to Western Reserve Academy under Coach Pete Hutchins, and there are trying to build a powerhouse outside of Cleveland, Ohio. So in this podcast, we talk about his experience at the D1 level, what it's like to coach at the prep school level, and some differences of Western Reserve being in Ohio versus New England and the pros and cons of that. So great conversation with Matt. Thanks for tuning in. Enjoy the podcast. Welcome to the Prep Athletics Podcast. This is Corey Heights.
Some battles. I'm not sure if they got us. If they did, maybe.
So you will get better as a player during that year.
So it was kind of exciting, like, oh yeah, somebody wants me.
Matt, welcome to the podcast.
Corey, thanks for having me.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on here finally. And you went to New Hampton School for high school. And walk me through your process of what got you thinking about prep schools and why did you end up picking New Hampton?
Yeah, great question. I grew up about 2 hours south of New Hampton, just outside of Boston, where obviously there's, what feels like a prep school every other town in New England. And I went to a small Catholic high school just outside of Boston. After 4 years there, my family and I sat down, just didn't think I was, completely ready to make the jump to college. Bunch of different reasons, just personally, socially, in terms of academics. So, we looked up in New England, we looked at New Hampton, Brewster, Tilton, Kimball Union, Bridgeton, and just settled on narrowing it down. I knew a couple people that had already gone to New Hampton, that I was close with. It came highly recommended, and, that's what we had settled on.
Gotcha. And how was your experience there?
It was unbelievable. I tell people all the time, I would not be where I am today without the 1 year I spent at New Hampton.
Gotcha. And then after New Hampton, what did you do?
I went on and I was at Providence College. I studied economics there and I was a 4 year manager there under Ed Cooley.
Okay. What are the pros and cons of being a manager at a Big East team under Ed Cooley?
I would say the pros are absolutely, the access, the experience you get every day being around, some of the best athletes in college sports. The gear obviously is a perk when you're an 18 to 20 year old kid. And then just being able to learn under, such an incredible staff from, the director of basketball ops to the assistant coaches to, Coach Cooley himself and building those relationships. That's a unique experience with that staff just being so open and welcoming, and him only being in his second year there. When I arrived, it was like the perfect storm for me and, building that relationship with those guys and getting that type of experience.
Yeah. What's the worst part of being a manager?
It's a thankless job at times. You like any job, you start out doing the grunt work and whatnot. And then as you grow and they, build trust in you, you get to do the fun stuff, but, it's long hours, thankless hours, but, you see the reward at the end.
And did you guys play manager games against other teams, manager squads?
We did it. I remember my freshman year was a growing thing. And by my senior year, we were playing in Madison Square Garden on Tuesday night, which was pretty neat.
So explain the manager games to people that might not know what that is.
So typically the head manager, one of the senior managers, they all have a text chain going, just communicating about different things, shoot around times, locker room access. But the big thing is, hey, we're coming to Creighton. Do you guys want to play the night before in our practice facility? And, a lot of these guys all played in high school, good players. And it's actually pretty entertaining because typically the home team that hosts, their players are there, they're watching, cheering on their own guys. So it's almost like, the tables are turned. When we were there, you have Chris Dunn on the sidelines cheering you on as you're playing in the manager game as opposed to him playing the next day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. What was your favorite place to play? I guess the Garden, am I assuming that right?
That was a unique experience. I always thought Marquette was a cool place to go. And same with Creighton. Those two, when I was in school, were, they would just come out with their new practice facility, which you know, in college basketball, it seems like an arms race at this point. And those were brand new and really cool to just see him playing.
And you said you were around Providence when Chris Dunn was there. What made him special as a player?
I think his mentality and just how he attacked every single practice, every single lift. You could see he was just unique with his approach. He had a lot of obviously God-given talents in terms of his size, length, but just his approach to everything. And he wanted to win every single segment in practice.
Is he born with that? Or, well, let me ask you this. Is that something you can instill in your players? Is that something you're born with? What's your thoughts on that?
I think with his case, he was just so unique with his upbringing, who he was, probably something he was born with, but I think it was something he was able to you know, give to his teammates as well. You know, maybe they didn't have that sense of, you know, intensity in him, but he was able to, you know, give it to him and reciprocate that type of energy.
Gotcha. And so it was infectious?
Yes.
But have you figured out, though, in your years of coaching, how to instill that into a kid? Or can you?
You know, I think each kid is very unique and you got to understand them. Every player on your team needs to be individually understood. You know, what makes, you know, one kid tick might not make another player. So how can you, know, get to each guy on your team in their own way?
Gotcha. Now, after being a manager for 4 years, you started working in the video department at Providence. Talk to me about your role there.
Yeah, so it was kind of the perfect storm for me. Ed had asked me if I wanted to come on in a full-time capacity as special assistant and video coordinator. And of course, I accepted that position on the spot. And then from there, I helped him with a lot of his day-to-day stuff. And then I did a lot of, you know, our scouting, assisting with our own personal breakdown of film, and then assisting with the assistants as well with scouts, breaking down individual player film for guys, recruiting film, et cetera.
Gosh, what was the most challenging part of that job?
That was probably when COVID hit. You know, nobody had planned for something like that. And we just started building, you know, virtual tour, official visits where, you know, you're touring a kid around campus and putting together different player edits based on their high school film. And, you know, comparing them with the guys that we have on our own roster and just how do you do a recruiting cycle without seeing the kids?
Right. What was the pitch at Providence? Like when Coach Cooley would say, hey, you should come here and play for us. What was his elevator pitch?
Yeah, great question. You know, it depended on, you know, player to player. He's from Providence, that sense of being home, his connection to the city, to the school. We built a $36 million practice facility when I was there. So that was obviously a big attraction to recruits. And then playing in the Big East is unlike any other conference. Playing in Madison Square Garden, the history of the Big East, being on Fox every night. It was special.
Gotcha. Now you're in Western Reserve Academy now, which is located in Hudson, Ohio. And tell me how you ended up there.
Yeah, so one of my closest friends is Pete Hutchins, who is our athletic director here. Pete was the head coach in New Hampton School for 10 years and did a great job with that program and built it into, or helped build it into what it is today. Then Pete went on to Dartmouth College, and he and I stayed connected all throughout his tenure at Division I. He did a small stint at George Mason as well, and then he came out here and took over the basketball program and the athletic director position and recruited me to come out and build it with him. And just being able to learn under him and his experience, particularly at, you know, these boarding schools, it was an experience I was excited to take on and a different challenge in my life I hadn't thought about. But I think when you can do something like that with great people and great friends, it's something you don't want to pass up.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's great. You followed Pete there and he got you on board. So, you know, when I talk to clients about Western Reserve, one of the things they ask me about is, well, it's not New England. So are college coaches going to be there? Are they going to play a New England type schedule? And I'm sure you hear this on a daily basis. So how do you answer those two questions?
Yeah. So I think, you know, the easiest thing is just the evidence. I mean, we've had almost 100 college coaches on campus from Division I, II, and III just this past year. We're 30 minutes from Cleveland. It's actually easier to get to than some of the schools in New England. And then you're also, you know, attracting a different school where, you know, we get a lot of visits from Big Ten schools, Big 12 schools, regional schools in that sense. But I don't think if you were to look at our schedule and, you know, the big buzzword these days is a national schedule. I mean, we played 39 games this year. And if you were to look at our schedule, we played teams from California to New Hampshire to Maine. And we also play, you know, a very comparable schedule in terms of, you know, like schools that are similar to us, as well as some other schools.
Gotcha. Like who are some of the schools you played this year? Just for people that want to know.
Yeah. So we played, you know, New Hampton School, we played the Hill School, Phelps School, Blair Academy, the Hun School, SoCal Academy, Perky Omen. So, you know, schools all across the country, similar to us, different from us.
Yeah. And then when you get kids coming to your campus that, that want to play the schedule, I'm assuming all of them want to play D1. Right. At some level. Right. What do you think, in your opinion, Matt, does it take to be a D1 guard?
Yeah. You know, I think playing college basketball, whether it's one, two or three, it's a full-time job. And that's something, you know, we try to convey to kids that regardless of level, you're making a commitment and it's going to be taxing on you, you know, academically, in terms of athletically, socially. But what it takes to be a Division I guard is, you know, you have to have a relentless commitment to work. You have to be committed to the game in the sense of, you know, film. How are you going, getting better as a guard? Who are you watching? Are you competing at the highest level possible during the summers, during the springs? Or do you want to go against another, you know, Division I level guard in practice every day, which is what we want in our gym. Mm-hmm. We want, you know, guys that want to play college basketball. We want Division I caliber players in the gym going against one another, getting one another better, challenging one another.
Gotcha. Love it. And then what has been your success on getting your players at the next level?
I think, you know, we've been successful because we're recruiting a certain type of kids that want to be all in, kids that have a blue collar mentality. You know, our guys here, they live in the gym, they push one another. We have different shooting games in the off season that guys have to post weekly, and it gives that sense of, you know, competition. And then they take that with them, to college. We try to run it as much like a college program as we can in terms of nutrition, lifting, skill development, how we run practice, offense we run, how we play defense. We want them to understand terminology, so when they step foot on a college campus in whether it's in June for summer school or whether it's in, you know, late August, early September, we want them to feel comfortable that they're ready to have success there.
Perfect. Love it. What's the biggest challenge of coaching at Western Reserve?
You know, I think you touched upon the location. I think we aren't completely attached to a league. So I think there are challenges in that sense. People are like, oh, well, who do you play? Well, we play a lot of schools like us that are out east. We also have schools in our area that we play as well. So there is a bit of travel, but we do attract a lot of schools to come out and play us here. It's an easy place to get to. And I would say that is probably the biggest challenge, just the unknown out here. But, you know, if we had you take a parachute and jump out of a plane, you landed here in Hudson, you'd think you're in Connecticut or Massachusetts.
Yeah, for those who've not been there, Hudson's a very cute little town. I'm sure the moms, the parents would love it because it is cozy. It's right out the front gate of the school. And Western Reserve is like a New England prep school dropped in Northeast Ohio. So I tell that to all these people. And, you know, I think some of your buildings there are in the National Register of Historic Places, too. So it's a fine campus you got there, a fine town. And I notice a lot of my Midwestern clients really like perk up when I say, hey, I got a school in Ohio versus going all the way to New England too. So do you get most of your kids in the Midwestern area, or what's kind of the makeup of your players?
You know, we don't have, we're not primarily Midwest. We have kids from all over, from, you know, Finland, Serbia, New York, Maryland, Australia, Texas, Canada, Ohio, Indiana. So I think, you know, we cast a wide net when we're trying to build our roster. And we do have a lot of Midwest ties, but we have kids from kind of all over the country, all over the world as well.
Gotcha. I love that, because then it's a multicultural team you've got. And then, you know, everyone learns something else from other everyone else's experience. So to me, that's better than just having a classic kids from one area, which you can find sometimes in New England, you know, with Connecticut kids, right?
Absolutely.
What's your ultimate goal while you're at Western Reserve? Like, yeah, what was it? What's the ideal if you could get it to, you know, the dream state?
Yeah, I think that's something, you know, Pete and I talk about all the time together. You know, what do we want this program to be? And I think we want it to be the best, you know, basketball program in the country with, you know, real academics that, as you know, like most of these schools, we're not a pop-up school. We're more of a traditional boarding school. And we want to be, you know, the best basketball program with the highest academics we can be.
Gotcha. Just for those listening, that's a FaceTime call from my father, Big Mike, from Australia. So we'll be getting on that call here shortly after the podcast. So sorry about that. That sounds great. I love that goal. I think you guys can achieve it, and you're getting very close to it now. So keep that up. Now we're going to finish here with a couple quick hitters. All right. When you were manager at Providence, what was the biggest win, or even as an assistant coach there too, what was your biggest win as a program?
In 2016, we won an NCAA tournament game at the buzzer against USC. That was a big one. Then in 2014, we won the Big East Championship at Madison Square Garden over Creighton. So probably the Big East Championship over the NCAA tournament one.
Gotcha. What about your biggest win at Western Reserve?
We had a couple big wins this year. I think it's probably one of three. We hosted Perky Oman in early February here. And we played them really close, and we ended up edging them out by about 7. That was a really, really great game. I've had a couple college coaches I sent that out to and said that's as close to a college game as they've seen. And then we also played in the Flying to the Hoop in Dayton, Ohio this year, and we beat SoCal Academy in, you know, a back and forth battle against, they had about 3 5-star players, and we ended up beating them by 3 in what was a really strategic, you know, X's and O's game. And I think defensively it was the best we played all year. So either one of those.
Gotcha. How about the best player you've coached against at Providence, who you saw on the other team, and then same for Western Reserve?
Oh, wow. When I was at Providence, it was probably Doug McDermott. You know, his ability to score the ball at all three levels was just unbelievable. And you could only hope to slow him down, not stop him. In terms of the best player we have coached against here, last year we played a school out of Colorado. The player's name was Bayan Dongo. He's going to Rutgers. I thought his ability to impact the game on the defensive end of the floor was something I hadn't seen at the high school level for sure. His ability to switch 5 ways, protect the rim, guard for, you know, 94 feet. It was very impressive.
Nice. How about your favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie? Great. Probably Caddyshack. I'm a big golfer, so I like Caddyshack.
Well, even if you don't golf, that's still a great comedy. And lastly, so I was going to ask you hobbies. I'm guessing when you're not coaching, it's golf. Is there anything else you do?
I like to golf. I like to ski. I don't get the luxury of being in the mountains like you, unfortunately, but when I can, I like to ski, golf. I've recently picked up pickleball a little bit with some of my friends. So just being outside, that's a good thing.
Oh, perfect. Matt, is there anything we did not discuss today you want to make sure you share with those listening?
You know, I think you touched upon the uniqueness to the town of Hudson and Western Reserve Academy. Something that's very unique to us is we're adjacent to the downtown. The downtown is open to our students, whether they have a free period after school, they want to go down and grab ice cream, grab a burger, hang out with friends. It's an open part of campus. There's 2 grocery stores down there. You can get a haircut. So it's definitely a plus for us, as you're not just kind of going away to prep school and it's the only place you can go. You also have a sense of community, and you can kind of get off campus and you're not just, some kids might feel trapped, but this is a unique experience.
Yeah, I concur. It absolutely has that. Where can people find you online, Matt?
You can find me. I'm on Twitter. I am not on Instagram. I am one of 3 active people on the team's Instagram page. So you can find me on Twitter or Instagram, and always on my cell.
Yeah, and we'll link show notes to those links after this episode. But Matt, thank you so much for joining the Prep Athletics podcast today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Corey. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and if you guys like this, be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform, and all the information you want to know about prep schools is located on our website, prepathletics.com. Thanks so much to Matt Garvey, one of the coaches at Western Reserve Academy, And we'll see y'all next time on the Prep Athletics Podcast. Take care.